explanation. Seems like you guys came in flat.
Yeah, it's up a little bit, but there's a contractual increase. You know, that's the point one is the bulk of the number. Reagan and I were just talking a little bit about programming. It sounds like we're not really doing a whole lot down there these days, and that might be something we want to discuss slash pursue, because I feel like we were doing more stuff in prior years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What are the supply increases about? Anything in particular, or just?
Just if, like the pickleball stuff, it depends on doing more activities like that, so we have to buy.
Oh, okay. Some equipment?
Yeah. I was there last week. It was a great turnout.
Yeah. Did you play?
What a weird game it is.
No, but I watched. I would have played.
It was at the youth center?
No, it was at the elementary school.
Oh. Indoors?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah,
20
people.
So the programming you're looking to sort of double because it's full. Oh, I see. Back in 21 was, yeah. Is that something Nia has talked about, increasing the programming, or?
I mean, she tries to do things like we did a little Kentucky Derby thing, and had refreshments, and we're gonna play it on TV and stuff. And only like the perfect 10 showed up from upstairs. Yeah, and a lady from across the river, she does something with housing for seniors. Hmm. She came by too. But like I said, it's pretty quiet. Aerobics is coming back November 1st, so that'll be Monday, Wednesday, Friday for an hour. And then pickleball.
I think the only thing is looking at the utilities, because it hasn't gone past $8,000 in the last couple of years, so 13 might be aggressively high. I would probably take that down.
Yeah, I agree.
It was, I think, 15 last year, so I lowered it to 13, but then I see how it's not much worse.
Yeah.
Right.
It's still got a good amount.
Oh, maybe we put it up because we thought it was under that other contract.
Oh, maybe under the common.
But it's not because it's
right.
It's a
separate. The common energy bills were over like $1,300 for a few months in a row. That's why last year were a little more. Because at the end of last year, they got to write a resolution to transfer funds.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to go down to 8?
I was going to say maybe like the 800, give 10% increase over last year's. Just because I think utility rates are going up.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That works for me.
Okay, so that would be a minus.
Bring it to what?
I'm going to bring it to 8,800.
Okay.
So that's a reduction of 4,200.
Mm-hmm.
Other expense, I just used some for, what did I use it for? To pay for the renting of the gym for the pickleball.
Oh, okay.
45.
We've also got about $4,700 in grants, you know, on budgeted grants that can be used toward additional programming or expenses or something like that. Just so you know, if you do intend to use it, it really shouldn't be charged against that account. It should be moved into whatever account is appropriate. So I see there's one charge that was actually against use of grants. We might want to go back and change that. So basically, let's say you were going to use this and it was going to be for materials and supplies. What we really want to do is transfer the money out of the grants line and put it into the materials and supply line, so you're charging the right line.
I don't think it's
not a big deal, just so you know, going forward, and maybe we'll correct that little one there. But I just wanted to point out to the VA members that there's another $5,000 there that can be spent on, but that will carry over, obviously. Anything, whatever's left of that amount of money at the end of the year gets carried over into your budget next year.
Just as long as it's under $1,000, I'm going to just tell you, and then you can transfer it, right? Without running out of resolution.
Anything under $500 or under, you can. For anything $1,000, under $1,000, you just need to do a very short resolution, and it's just two out of the three of us have to sign off on that. Anything $1,000 or more has to go to the full council for approval. And you don't have to worry about carrying the grant over. I will take care of that for you. I just need to make sure I know at the end of the year what the final amount is, so that we carry it forward. Because all the grant money stays in anybody's budget until it's spent.
Right.
Because it's obviously been donated for a purpose.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Madam Treasurer?
That's it for me. With those two reductions, we're at about 98.6% of a year ago, largely because of the reduction in the utilities.
You're all set.
$90,577.
What's the percentage increase in that case?
-1.4%.
Ah, yeah, like that.
Everything's going up, nothing down, huh?
No?
Yeah, everything. Yeah.
Treasurer seems to be down.
Yeah, but not really. Do you think there's going to be a whole slew of people showing up at 3:30 for the treasurer's budget meeting, or should we just go forward now?
Oh, we should do it now.
I'm expecting the full council.
Dream on. All right. I mean, I'm happy to just start now. If you would like.
Can I ask a question? So, I'm looking at the actual budget here today.
Which budget are you talking about?
I'm still on senior.
Okay. Yep.
So I'm looking at the actuals. That's what they spent so far.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So how do they get from having spent $30 on materials and supplies to reducing $3,000?
That was buying all the pickleball equipment.
But are they currently doing pickleball?
Yes.
But they've only spent $30.
Oh, I see.
And now they're asking for $2,000. They already have the equipment. Why do they need $2,000?
Well, there's other programs and stuff that they do that they buy equipment for.
But they're not spending any money. They were given a budget of $1,000. They've only spent $30,000. Now they want $2,000.
That's insane.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, we could definitely. Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make a note.
And then, you know, the other, she explained the other, that's rental stuff for pickleball, I guess. That's quite a jump to 6,000.
We already took it down.
We talked about that one. But then on the utilities, heat and light, they've only spent 3.6.
Yeah, we cut that.
We did that already.
How much did you cut that down to?
We cut it down to 8,800, which is about a 10% increase over their actuals of 2022.
Okay.
And we cut the 6,000 down to 4,500.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be asking many participants or residents of that 6 hour reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are they asking them what?
I'm putting together an email to DNR right now, requesting certain kinds of information in the monthly request across the council.
Mm-hmm. Should I go sit in the hot seat?
No, you can sit there.
Maria, we should join a pickleball, see what's that all about.
It looks like a lot of fun.
It's such a weird game.
It's
a
lot of
hard game.
It's an obsession.
No, it's
all
like,
can I see the city?
Yeah.
There's two couples that reached out to me about it. Like, why can't we do this in Hudson? I was like, guess what? We are.
It's cool, yeah.
And they
How
were
old
there.
Do you have to be a senior?
I think 50.
Yeah. But there are some younger people, like in their 40s, that are there too. So it was cool. There was like probably like 23 people there when I went last weekend.
Well, it's easier than tennis. Tennis
yes.
is
yes.
hard.
I
My
just
daughter like, was down at Bowling Parity, so it was the Chris Ever Academy. She was very pro. She was going pro.
Oh, wow.
It was crazy. I mean,
yeah, I play tennis now, but yeah.
Where do you play?
Old Chatham Tennis Club.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm from.
Hmm.
Just the winter.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds much fancier than others,
okay.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I've been to some of the tennis clubs up in Albany, and like they have bars.
Yeah.
It's just literally like three metal
Actually,
boxes.
Actually, Greenberg is one of the investors there.
Yeah, he is.
Three,
mm-hmm.
four.
Yeah, Greenberg is definitely one of them.
Should go down and play.
Not bad.
I just like seeing like the older people
competitive.
Yeah.
They cheat too.
Yeah.
That part of tennis.
When I first started, I didn't start playing until I was 50, so, and I'd only been playing like 3 months, and somebody convinced me to join one of the teams out of Albany.
Mm.
Crazy, yeah.
Like, it's so bad. It's like, you know.
You should see the competitive, like when it's pro level, oh my god, they're crazy. And there's a lot of Russians, they come, the parents, they go crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like, I would call a ball out if it was out, and my partner would be like, don't do that. It's like, sorry, I'm not going to lie for a stupid, you know. Okay, anyway. So, my budget is a little different this year. And the primary reason is that I have been talking with the mayor's office about the potential of creating a deputy treasurer position. It would not be a new position, and it would be filled by Danielle Hotaling, who is currently the senior account clerk. It has become, well, a couple things. One is, I will say, this position and that office, in the 10 years that I have been there, has become exponentially more complicated and exponentially more busy. When I first got here, we had 6 bank accounts. We now have 36 bank accounts, each with has to be reconciled. We had basically no grants. Now we have like 30-something grants, and that involves, you know, making sure we're getting the money in, making sure we're getting it out. We do a lot of interfund loans, as you all know, on the council, because they have to be approved, which means we have to keep track of all of those and make sure that, you know, general fund is getting paid back when we get the things. You know, in doing like the water and sewer ones with Rob, I realized that we had an outstanding loan, and I ended up having to interact with the engineering department because they were the ones that were submitting for the reimbursements, and it turned out they hadn't even submitted a reimbursement. Is that stuff I should be involved in? Maybe not, but do I have to be? Apparently so.
Yeah.
So the first thing is, I truly believe that it has become far more complicated than it has ever been. my second thing is that it's going to be extremely important for the city, I think, to have continuity in that office. We all know I could not get elected the next time I run. We all know I might not run. Those are all possibilities. I will tell you right now, you would be hard-pressed probably to find somebody in a general election that's going to be able to come in with the knowledge that I have. Just so that makes it even more important to have, you know, continuity in that office and you know, the ability to look broader. Then the third thing I would say, and I do have a draft job description, which I'm happy to share with you if you'd like it.
No, I'm convinced of it all. I have been when I first heard of it.
Oh, great, okay. And obviously, I did put the job description together, which I've shared with the mayor's office, because my understanding is that the mayor's office, because basically the CEO, he does the next year of the union, and just the service and all of that. But I can say, without qualification, that the level of work that Danielle does far exceeds that of a senior account clerk.
Cool.
Yeah.
And you're saying that, God forbid, you weren't the treasurer for the next 10 years, she would be able to steer the next treasurer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I would certainly make sure, you know, I would always make sure to do stuff. But she's, you know, she's gotten through, she's gotten more involved in a lot of things than other ones.
And good.
It's just a huge, huge, huge positive resource.
Great.
What?
And the amount of work that she does and the pay, like, I think this is definitely needed.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. So I've put this in at 65, and then she has one longevity. We can certainly discuss that amount. I can take some of or all of that out and put it in contingency until we go through the, compensation committee.
Mm-hmm.
So however you would like me to handle that. I just wanted to put this down on paper so we could all see it and discuss it.
I'm happy to just leave it.
Yeah, okay. Same.
Awesome.
They made that much at being assistant manager at Stewart's.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Trust me, a couple times I've driven by Stewart's and I'm like, and I really did. And then I was like, yeah, but you know, trying to wrangle all of these part-time employees and them calling in sick and not showing up and me having to man the ice cream thing. Nah, probably not. The next one, Emily, that's just pure CSE contract amount.
Right.
Mine is here for discussion purposes. It is not necessarily a recommendation, but we had talked about everyone getting the CSE A agreement, mm-hmm. so I put in the 3%.
Okay.
I also, for fun and profit, put in the two longevities that technically I would be eligible for, but I think that is a discussion that we have to have. I'm just putting it out there as, you know, a visibility and to see what it would look like. I will tell you I did not take the longevity that I was eligible for in 2019. So I haven't taken any of them. I'm just putting it out there to show you what it would look like if that was part of it as well. Happy to put that in contingency too.
It normally happens every 5 years?
Yep, it's every 5 years.
So next year I get one? Just kidding. Okay.
Then we have one health insurance buyout, so that's just contractual. Equipment I kept flat. Think we're pretty good. We reduced it last year because we had mostly new machines. I will tell you that I got this laptop a year and a half ago, I think. I've already had to replace the touchpad, and I've already had to replace the entire motherboard. Mm-hmm. But fortunately, it's still covered under warranty for like the next year.
Good.
So I think we're okay on equipment. Materials and supplies. Hold on.
I have a question there because it's a
big jump.
Yeah, why did I do that?
Notifications for sidewalk?
No, I have that in. Yeah, but I didn't increase printing and advertising because if we're not doing it until 2025,
right.
I have a note on my thing that says sidewalk extra bills, but I didn't put anything in for that. Materials and supplies, I don't know. I don't know why that's. I'm happy to take that down. I honestly don't know where that one came from. I think I might have increased it thinking sidewalk, and then I realized maybe I shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we take that down to
six?
No.
What are we looking at? Oh, materials and supplies, sorry. I look at next.
Yeah, we were at 1,500 in 2022, 1,413.
Yeah.
So I can take it down back to 14.
Okay. 14. Sounds good.
Okay.
Hold on. I was looking at the wrong line, sorry. Printing and advertising.
So that is the one that absolutely will go up, but I'm assuming it's not going to go up until 2025.
So we can bring it back down.
No, we're going to spend that. That's what that is. Yeah, that is always backloaded because we have to buy all the things for the tax bills that get issued and the envelopes and all of that stuff for when we issue the tax bills in December, and also when we get the delinquent school taxes in November. We also issue delinquent notices, including the delinquent school tax, once it's in our system. So that all happens in the last 6 weeks of the year.
So there's a quarter that still isn't accounted for.
Yeah.
The actual.
But let me just change material. Let me take that down. Telephone and travel may actually not be high enough because I think we're low on it this year, but I'm not going to worry about that for right now. Account and fees, I assumed a
slight increase.
Yeah, and I looked at what it was in 2022 and I applied the same increase. And then 2022 to 2023, and then I applied the same increase to project for 2024. So that number should be pretty strong. The fiscal year audit is actually out of the RFP response that we got, so that's a solid number. And then software licenses and support, you can see the detail on the other page.
Yeah, we bought the big package last year.
Yeah, right. So you can see the first three in the 2023 budget, but not projected in the 2024 budget.
Right.
Probably we'll have to encumber some of that because there's no way this work is going to be done by the end of this year. But so the only thing I don't have included in this, and as I think about it, it doesn't need to be here necessarily, it would probably go into the sidewalk district, assuming we're going to set up a separate fund for that, but whatever the implementation cost would be for that. And I did actually just get an email from the guy that is responsible for getting them into the tax bills in Ithaca, and I'm meeting with Suzette tomorrow morning.
Great.
I've already forwarded that to her. It sounds like it's frankly a pretty manual process. I will just read you one part of the email recently because I found it amazing. Setting up the charges, blah, blah, blah. File commercials were a little harder because it's multiple ways to charge. Fine. The hardest charge to determine was the front footage charge. Since we don't have frontage as a field in our parcel layer, that involved myself and another staff member. She would yell out the tax parcel. I would look at a paper map, calculate the front footage charge, yell it back to her, and she would input it into the system.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Mm.
Can't wait.
So I think there's definitely going to be some manpower costs somehow. But we'll know more as we investigate it more. So I have not put anything in for that, but as I said,
we'll send out Rob with a tape measure.
Yeah. Well, he did basically say, it would be up to your assessor or public works probably to maintain those fields. So I think it's going to be the assessor, but that's, once you get the footage and all of that stuff in, unless there's major, construction development, that's a one-time thing.
Oh, that's true. Right.
So it's like a one-time fill-in, but as long as that becomes part of the parcel.
Yeah, that's a good point.
What I don't know is if it can be set up that once that stuff in there, can you put in, a number and have it automatically calculate or not? I'm gonna talk to this guy in person as well, but I wanted to talk to that person. So working on that. Payroll services, you can see it's gonna be hopefully a nice savings. I mentioned at the departmental meeting that I'm gonna have to do a budget amendment for payroll because we have significantly more people on staff than we used to. So if I just hit where we are today and where we were a year ago and what percentage that we were of, it looks like we're gonna come up to maybe about $27,000 for payroll costs. But we are moving to ADP. So basically they had given us a quote, assuming about 140 employees. We're currently looking at having more like 185, so I basically just took their per employee rate and bumped it up, so that gets us to about 20. So that would be almost, if those numbers are accurate, since they're all forecasts, that'd be about an $8,000 savings a year, so that's good. And that's pretty much it.
Great.
Okay, so we reduced the 1,800 down to 1,400, and that's it, I think.
Yeah.
Do you want me to take the longevities out of mine and put it in contingency, or just take, I mean...
Should that be part of our yes,
yes,
it's going to be part of our compensation conversation? Yeah.
So I'll put it in contingency. But I'll leave the 3% for now because that's what we're only saying?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, contingent. And then I'm also moving that one police car into contingent. But I'm going to take out the $100,000 we had for the sidewalk management because it should be part of the sidewalk
fund, yeah.
That makes sense, yeah?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is Coleman Council ever
going to
go up?
Say that
What's
again?
What's our salary, the Coleman Council?
We're discussing that. We might.
Should go up 5%.
How about 3?
No one else is getting 3, so probably not getting 5.
We're trying to create a more uniform system of raises, and 3 would
but
be the...
But that cannot be done this round. You have to wait another 2 years.
No, we could do it now. We could do it now. We could do it in this process.
He's saying that you have to wait an entire...
Who said that?
Dominic had told me. Dominic had told me that you have to wait because of people running. They go, they run that, knowing the payroll will be that amount. I have no idea.
No.
Salaries can be, per the charter, salaries can be increased at any time as long
as they're
approved.
I think it should be a little bit up.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't. We didn't put it in our in the council budget, but it may happen anyway because we're looking at. We're trying to have a comprehensive.
Maybe we'll have more people run if it was a little bit. Yeah.
You know, and more people say we're not worth a dime more, but that's.
Well, and I mean, it's not an entirely fair comparison, but with the healthcare buyout increasing so much, that ended up being like a 13% increase for all the council folk.
Good point.
I know it takes a lot of my day doing all this stuff. I don't know about your mother, but going through reading.
I think that unless you're talking about salaries that are actually or compensation that's actually paying for the amount of time and work that's being done, I don't really see this as compensation. I see it more as an honorarium.
Yeah.
And I would not favor increasing it because I think what is it now, 5,000 or something like that?
It's more than that.
What?
The current council member's salary right now. Forget about the health.
In any case,
it's about 5,000, right?
6, I think.
Oh, it is?
It's a little bit less.
Hold on.
Oh, they're overpaid.
Hold on.
Well, it's 4.5.
I can tell you if you just calm yourself down. In theory, at least. Okay, here we go. Found it. So the council president is 12-5. The majority and minority leaders are 5,700, actually 5,711. And the aldermen are
5,473. Okay, so if you were going to use that 6,000, it's not going to make any difference at all to who will or will not vote.
I think for certain people it does, like Ronnie and stuff. Yeah. It just, you know, it's somewhere to take your kid to buy them a pair of sneakers.
Yeah, I think it does for some people.
You know, some people don't have much money, and especially with this council coming up, therefore we're going to have something going that it makes a difference for a few hundred. I know that.
Definitely,
over a year.
Yeah, that's somebody's water and sewer bill for the year.
Yeah, it is reward. You know, I mean, it's, by the end of the day, okay, I love Hudson. I think it's an awesome city, but you know, I'd rather be in Florida.
I guess what I'm saying is that the compensation is not actually something that you can interpret in terms of.
But that's true.
And so,
right. I would argue that works in both directions.
Right.
Right. No, I get that. But all I'm saying is, if you were talking about an actual salary position, and you wanted to increase compensation because you wanted more people applying, you wanted to be competitive, that all makes perfect sense to me. But I just don't really see adding a few hundred dollars to the country's pay as attracting more people to run.
They may not attract, but I think
the rationale that people use to decide whether they want to run or not. We have a hard enough time getting anybody. And the reason we have, people like me who have time running is because of very good focus on the effort and a lot of stuff to make the effort and time to do it.
I mean, that's just as of late, though. Like,
sorry?
Yes. It's just recently that they've had hard times getting people to run. I mean,
yeah, it's a new phenomenon.
Historically, there have been tons of people.
But I spoke to other aldermen, and they told me they would like to have a higher compensation.
When I was a councilman, it would definitely made a difference for me.
And more importantly, I mean, I think Heather will back me up on this, is we're trying to get something uniform going on, you know, in terms of increases.
2%, I think it's
good. Yeah.
Planning board, just one line went up, which I assume it's attorney fees or something.
It's two things. It's the it's attorney fees, and then I believe there's an additional $10,000. You should have behind it.
Yeah.
Email.
No, I saw it. It just, I need to run. That's why I have to.
Oh, I see. You have to go.
I have space.
I believe there's basically an extra $10,000 put in there for consultations with consultants over this new sewer extension application thing.
Engineering.
I saw the baby a couple of days ago. So cool.
I'm just melting. I had to laugh mom in my house.
Those cheeks. Are like
I just also saw a lot of babies. Okay. Thank you all. It has been very
perfect.
Informative.
Is Teresa coming in, or are we just going to...
She was supposed to be.
Okay. At what time was that supposed to be?
Well, I don't think she was scheduled to be until 4.
Oh, okay.
Half an hour from now.
Ooh.
Do you have a way of contacting her, Kamal?
Yes.
See if she can come in early.
Let me turn this off for now.